This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here, Chelek Dalet, Perek Dalet, Hey, middle of Hey. Let's start beginning. V'hinei, mitnoya mitzah zois, liyoy sodom goyme bedai telim sednaf shekhur yisparach. So part of this mitzvah is that a person be willing to be ma'aseh nefesh, or the kabbal of kol yisur min mitzvah shmei yisparach, to be kabbal kol min mitzvah yisur. V'nechshol ki ilo sadova bepol v'nerga kish Hashem. It's considered as if he was a mekayimet befall and killed himself kish Hashem. V'gan mi inyan ze yoytzeis told us gedolos ha'elsa b'yating hakal. So the musig of the person being Moser Nefesh has in itself great ramifications for, like it says, Tikkunim. Now, let's understand a little bit the point over here. Obviously, if a person is willing to undergo hardships for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for mitzvahs, for Emunah, it's a big mile, it's a big telos. Nobody is going to debate that. So that's Pashit. So what exactly is this Tosefis over here? He's going to explain now. It's not just more of a mitzvah, greater mitzvah, greater schus, and so on. There's something here that allows for a certain type of progress, let's call it, in a way that wouldn't normally be. So let's see what he says. V'zeh. Shemisidre Chochma Yoina Benevrom Tsiyosayim Hu, Sheimotza Nimtsoim Kulom Bemadregi Yedua, Mashashir Machachma Yoina is Nos, Fianetzabay Matsavay. So everything in the world has a certain darga that's his normal darga. This is the place that this person occupies, this Malach occupies, this Koch occupies. Everything in the world has a certain darga. Uklala Madrega Zois. He madrega noisenes mokum la choishach li motze, valetume le spashit velifol. Omnom, kolze bishir noida, de hainu shali motze a choishach li tishla tume kol kach, she tamalon gamis kalka brios. She madova magielaze, ha yitzor kulu li pozze li mochis, kmeshkobes man amabul, ach bishir mashe kul kol oilom. Aval Yeshua ben Yonim Chol v'Kodesh Chashoichim Chashoichim lo Behirim. So everything that you have in this world, everything that is that has its a certain madrega and a makom, means that besides the maila that it has, it also has a level of choishech, hester, something that it's lacking, is missing. Everything has the ability to go down very far, except not to get to a point of korban. Once past the Dora Mabul, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bottom line. But up to the bottom line, everything can sink down to that bottom line. So within the context of the darga that every being occupies, there's also a certain ability to create a dark hole over there. That in the place that the person occupies, he can make it all choshech and all hester up until a certain point. Okay, so now he says, "Aval Yeshar v'Yechaya, v'hine sidra zois shetim adegosin shaynes v'ikoris." So there's a default setting that things are at their primary madrega, which is also has part that's bad, and they can move forward. And they can keep adding or to whatever is still lacking. So every madrega that we talk about that a person is in, or malach even, has in itself what's there, and the choshech, and what's lacking. V'hine advar mishorim b'chach minifla, kol dover b'givulei karoi. Everything is measured out exactly. Le'pachas v'yoyisa. V'hainu, kishia mashorlem she'bederech ha'ika. There was a hash'orim l'mala, what it is that there should be a... That this is the given, this is the kedusha that's there beikar. V'gamzen eschal chalok midrash patrishaynis, u'masheroi shilam bederech toisefes. V'gamhun eschal chalok midrash patrishaynis. V'chein shuaru hazmanim shor lios dem toisefes dem toisefes v'shavoy lefanes Hashem esbarach. So the bria as a whole stands with a certain darga of mitzias, of kedusha, and so on, and a certain darga of hesta, and not having, and lacking, and the ability, the mahalach of increasing goes in increments. So basically, what you're talking about is clearing away a part of the choshech and introducing ha'or instead. You're making a shift in the tzura as is. There are zmanim that are mesugal for it, and what happens in those zmanim, if it works, and he's going to explain in a minute how that works, is going to be a change where that chelik that was choshech till now is going to be ha'or. In other words, there was something that was a hester, and a person does something, and that changes it into ha'ara. Let's see, and it'll explain itself. V'hine b'chol yoyim v'yotzo she'ischadish hashpa v'arm nevram, she'tal lo yisom, min ha'madrega ha'shfei l'shosh ben, v'idme kiddush v'yotzo z'chayno. So every single day, there should be a tosefes. Every day brings a chiddush to it, and the chiddush is that there's a tosefes of kedusha filling in a blank where there wasn't. For ulam sidra chachmal yonim etzius harazayis amischazekes maveres achoshes olam maveres avruf haikov amayel vakedusha zecharnu v'tolsem sheicha b'maisa tachtoinim kishakol ashpas dekunim v'omnam amaisa shloboy umesor odnav shakedusha shmeisbach. But this specific ma'aseh that's done for this is Mesiras Nefesh. I want to explain why. In other words, what he's saying is that a person, we're talking about a very fundamental change in the Bria. Everything in the world has in itself Oyer and Choshech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every day another part of the Choshech should become replaced by Oyer, that particular tikkun happens specifically through Mesiras Nefesh. That's what he says here. So I want to try to explain why it's specific. In other words, what we're talking about and why it's specific Mesiras Nefesh. If we're to ask ourselves, what's the biggest, what's the choshech? If choshech is hest upon him, and a lack of a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, then the ultimate hest upon him is Adam, and his Koyach HaBechira. You're telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything in the world, runs everything in the world, makes everything happen, except if I decide to give Reuven tzedakah, he'll have what to eat. And if I don't give him tzedakah, he's not going to have what to eat. If I decide to give Reuven a punch, it's going to hurt. If I decide not to give him a punch, it won't hurt. If I decide to put up a sukkah, there'll be another sukkah in the world. If I don't do it, it's not going to happen. So the Bechira is something that is the ultimate hest upon him, the Bria. Bechira is existence, because if I can't choose to do, then I cease to exist. The fact that, imagine everything of mine would be controlled by somebody, then I don't really exist, because the I is the ability to do and to act, starting with my psychological ability to choose, down to the fact that I actually have the koach to do it, and so on. So if you ask yourself, what's the ultimate hest upon him? It's not the laws of nature, it's Adam. Adam is a Bria that mitzar his Havana can choose to be disassociated, chas v'shalom. I can choose Ra, but even if I choose Toiv, it's because I chose to do it. And therefore, my very metzias is a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being echad. Because you're right, the lions and the tigers and the elephants are all totally where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them to. And they don't make up their mind. It's sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the wind this way, sometimes that way. But Adam is a Baal Bechira, certainly the way we understand it. And therefore, wherever Adam exists, there seems to be a problem here. The only way in which something gets filled in is when a person gives up his own existence. Mesiras Nefesh means that the only way Mesiras Nefesh could exist is if I deher that I don't really have a metzias. If I have a metzias, so somebody comes, so no matter what my motivation, let's think about it in a sense, in pure logic. I exist, and I have things that I really, really want. So I'm willing to pay different prices for something that I really, really want. The one price I won't pay is myself, because then I won't have it. So what's the point of it? I like it so much that I'm willing even to give my life for it. Then you won't have it. So what's the point of it? There's this golden apple someplace that was haste. If I have it, it'll be awesome. So I'm even willing to give my life for it. Then you won't have it. It's a steer in Ayubay. Any type of everything until a person's nefesh can be attributed to him. So I'm willing to do this. I want to do this even with great hardship and so on. But the one thing that I can't do, almost logically, is I can't stop being I. And if I can stop being I, the only way I can do it is because I perceive that I really don't exist. People who chas v'shalom, are willing to die is because they don't sense their own existence. Whatever, each person can feel his problem. So when a person is mukhan to be meisa nefesh, al kiddush Hashem, then basically it's a statement declaration that ein od melvadet. There is nothing. Sach hakol, all I am is a vehicle for kiddush Hashem, and if it's not possible, then I don't have a metzias. It's an illusory metzias. It's an illusion for a few years, and that's it. So being meisa nefesh adds another piece of ha'ara in terms of that choshech where we seem to cover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And that's why b'chol nafshecha is not just that the person is willing to pay a very steep price for it. It's very tough. It's very difficult. All of those, that would be an incremental increase. It would be more, better, stronger. But something that fills in a box that was black, that said, in this square, I exist, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I say, I don't exist, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists there. So this type of tikkun, which is a very, very rooted, very basic, where a person is willing to give everything for it, means because there's the understanding that nothing exists but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of it. So obviously, if a person is literally meisa nefesh, that's an incredible gilui. A person b'machshav is muchen, it's somewhat. V'om l'mashet tzorech l'ischad sh'moshchol yoyim v'yisri anhoge, daya mesir b'machshav. So, klapi, this, that every day there's supposed to be a new isgalus, so every day that we think anew that my mitzias is not significant, that's enough for that. The truth is also, when we speak about Kiddush Hashem and what it accomplishes, Kapi de Bria, so Chil Hashem is easy to understand. that, you know, people see if one person makes light, Chas v'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, doesn't care much, so it creates a ripple effect. If you see a person being Moisei Nefesh, so that creates a reality in the world, you know. There is such an understanding that nothing exists but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That creates, that leaves a mark. What people think and understand and give up it, with the way Mrs. Nefesh, that leaves an incredible mark in the Bria, and that's something that's, you know, that mark is the ultimate. But in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every day to have a new ha'ara, and so it's enough at least b'machshava that the person understands it. It means understanding that Hashem Echad requires me to have that attitude, that even b'chol nafshecha. So at least in what's needed in the routine of every day, that's his ha'ara. But al kapan b'chol nafshecha is not just a hardship that we do for mitzvah. It's the pshat. It negates our mitzvahs because it's a recognition that ultimately it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is this like something that a person will be walking around with, or is this for moments? Like, or
it's generally a person is supposed to live with bechira, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We're supposed to live with the feeling that if I don't provide for the person, I'm not going to have, we do have to feel that way. That's natural to us. It creates us with a sense of self. But either when a person is called on for Kiddush Hashem, or at least every day, once a day, a person sets things right. A person says, the emes is, there's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava me, you know, all mitzvahs. And in the world of mitzvahs, I'm the one who does it. But I always understand that it's like, Le Marshall, the head of the country, gave me absolute power in regards to the army, to the treasury. It's something which I have to work. Le Marshall, let's say somebody, king, makes me in charge totally of the treasury. So I have to work in it as if it all depends on me. And on the other hand, I always have to be cognizant of the fact that it really belongs to the king. Krishma, we affirm that it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the day we do it as if it all depends on us.
Yeah. Do we say that we should make our Ritzon Charesonecha? It's not like a one-time thing, or we shouldn't walk around.
Yeah, but that's this is something extremely bad, and if that belongs more to the Chol Levavcha, the Shnei Tzarecha,